This is the Podcast Inc. production. Booyah!
And now, this is the moment podcasting fans listening around the world have been waiting for. Coming to you, not so live, from a listening device of your choice, it's time! Podcasting out of this corner, a mixed martial talker, holding no professional record, he stands at 6 feet 1 1/2 inches tall, weighing in at whatever he feels like, hailing out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, presenting the sometimes angry, always funny, self-proclaimed podcasting champion of the world, Steve Fingerstyles.
So, welcome to another edition of the podcast. I am here once again, always again, and joined by independent pro wrestler based in New York. He is a joint technician coming to you all the way from Cloud City, Dro Doobie.
Oh, hey, that's me.
Okay, off the bat, how high are you already, my friend?
I don't know if that's measurable. I don't think you can measure that.
So
420.
So I guess the answer short term would be yes, you're high?
Yes.
Oh, shit, this is going to be fun. Well, for those who don't know, Joel Doobie, like I said, he's based in New York City. He loves to smoke weed. He loves to wrestle. So this is going to be a fun show because, obviously, I love to indulge in both of those two. I don't wrestle myself, obviously, but I love to watch wrestling. And to talk to up-and-comers is always a fun treat to see where the young guys are at, because now I guess I'm considered old, being in my mid-40s. So it's nice to pick the brain of the youngsters and see what they're into these days.
Dude, I don't even know if I'm young. I'm 28, dude. I'm going to be 28 this year.
Okay, that's young compared to me.
Yeah, I guess. Time is relative, man. It's all an illusion.
Oh, my God. And again, thank you for doing this, my friend. As soon as I saw you on the socials, I knew I need to reach out to you just to see what you're all about. And yes, this man is Dro Doobie. There is no other. He is who he is. So how did you, again, being a stoner smoking weed, how did you stumble upon wrestling and become a professional wrestler?
My memory is like, there's like holes there. So,
of course.
There might narrative might change over time. But as far as I can remember, I just really liked wrestling. And by the time it was like age appropriate, I really liked weed.
Nice.
And then those two things just sort of culminated, and I was like, I kind of want to try this wrestling, not weed. I was already trying the weed,
right?
And then I tried the wrestling, and I was like, yeah. And then some of the promoters, they were like, yeah. And then I fought some guys, and they were like, no. And then we got into fights.
Oh God.
Yeah. And now we're wrestling.
That is hilarious. But it's funny that you say that the promoters accepted you, but the other wrestlers didn't at first, right? Because at first I would think it would be the other way around, where the boys and girls would be like, okay, I know Doobie, I could trust him, you know what I mean? Let's get in the ring and do this. But that's funny.
The wrestlers do, so let's actually switch that up a little bit. Okay. Some of the promoters were like, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of the promoters were like, what the fuck is that? And then a good portion of wrestlers were really cool and nice to me and helped me out. And then some of them were like, what the fuck is that as well? And yeah. But then there was some fighting in between and a lot of weed smoking.
Right. Which is odd, because usually people who smoke weed are chill and don't want to fight.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I'm chill. I just also want to fight. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It's just like a it's like a thing in the back of my head that says, hey, this seems like fun. And it like hits that same other part of my brain that says weed is fun. So I do them both.
There you go. What a great combination, right? That's awesome. So who are some of your favorite wrestlers before you got into the business and all that fun stuff that, like you said, that you stumbled upon that you could actually remember?
Okay, so I grew up watching a lot of Sting, dude.
Oh, okay. He just retired. Great. Fantastic. Topical.
I know. Yeah. It was a very, like, a lot of grown doobie tears. Oh. Watching Sting retire. That was really cool. Man, who else? Yeah, Sting.
Well, let's stick with Sting. How about that? Because like I said, he is relevant. He is now still topical because he just retired. What did you think of that last match? And do you think that it was, because a lot of people would nitpick at it. Like, again, having people on, sort of a wrestling podcast. Let's nitpick a little bit. Some people say Darby shouldn't have gone out as early as he did. He should help Sting more. Other people are saying, Sting should have lost because that's what you do on the way out. What are your thoughts as a pure Sting fan about this last match?
Oh, man. I just kind of think as long as someone's happy, it's like that's all that really matters. I think maybe when I was a kid, I cared more about like traditions in wrestling, but like, it's just supposed to be a fight, dude. Sometimes you lose your last fight. Sometimes you're lucky and you win your last fight. A lot of people talk about like psychology and wrestling, but like,
right.
I failed that class in college, so I don't know.
Good point. Oh, man. Off to a great start. Well, psychology out the door and all that. Yeah, it was, to me, at least, I enjoyed the match. It, like, again, people can nitpick, do what they want. Darby had that crazy spot. It was fun. Like you said, people were happy. It was what they wanted to put out there. And again, people are like, oh, it shouldn't have been the Young Bucks. But Sting asked for the Young Bucks. So who are you to take that away from Stinger himself, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have been happy. I'm happy with Sting going out on top. I probably would have been happy with him not going out on top. You know, I'm just, every wrestler has to have an ending. And getting to choose your ending is really cool because not everybody gets to do that.
Right. And that's the important thing. Like, that's when you know he's high regarded, when he literally got to do whatever he wanted during his last match. And again, you got to see it and it was fantastic. All right. What version of Sting is your favorite?
Man, all of them.
As a true Sting fan would say.
I would go with Crow Sting because okay. Before I got into wrestling, I liked superheroes. And I really like The Crow.
What do you think of the new remake that's about to drop? Have you seen any of the pictures or videos?
I completely forgot that they're making a remake.
Really?
I think I saw a CBR post and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then like life just sort of has happened a lot since. And I was like, and yeah, this is the first time I'm hearing it since then. So
no,
I'm excited now.
Well, there you go. And it's topical, too, again. And it ties all together because it's funny because Sting played the Crow Sting. And now they're saying that the new Crow looks sort of like Darby because his makeup is all, like, distorted like Darby's.
Cool. Yeah, no, I gotta go look at the little trailer. Is there a trailer yet?
I don't know if it's a trailer. I just saw some pics because, again, people nitpicking and saying, oh, that's not the Crow. That's not what it's supposed to look like. But if it's a remake and it's a reboot, who cares what it looks like? Like, you're getting still something, so just be happy about that. So, no, I don't know if there's a trailer, but I'm sure there should be something.
The original Crow doesn't even look like a crow anyway, dude.
Right? He looks like a mime.
Yeah, he looks like a really scary mime. A really scary, strong mime.
Again, but like you said, it goes hand in hand with wrestling, too. It's traditions. People are used to seeing what they're seeing, what they like. And they think that that's how it should always be, where you don't fray outside the box, right?
Yeah, I guess, kind of. I guess wrestling, sometimes, it's so weird. Wrestling, I think, is like a reflection of life, dude.
Of course like, it is.
You have some people that feel that way, but then there's like all these other guys, like Big Game Leroy. And,
awesome. Former guest, too. Shout out to Leroy.
Yeah. I saw that when I was looking at your page. There's Eli Hush. He's also a mime.
Okay.
Like an actual mime. Not right. Like the Crow's. Crow's not a mime, but he looks like a mime.
Right.
Eli Hush is a mime. Yeah, there's lots of out-of-the-box guys in wrestling. So, like, I think it's kind of like life where it's like, oh, it has to be a certain way, but then there's just so many people that are just like, no, not really. It's just kind of surprising and weird and fun.
Well, that's what, again, as long as people are having fun, who cares? And if people are enjoying it, I don't want to say fuck tradition because you need it as, like, I guess a base or of some sort. But if it's like an octopus, right? You have the base and then you have all the arms that come out. So why can't every arm look different? Why does it have to be the same?
Every arm thinks individually too.
See? There you go. See? And this is what I'm loving about this so-called now, they're saying the new golden age of wrestling, because you're seeing it across the board from all the big promotions to even into the indie scenes where people are getting more leeway and are allowing to show their true colors and have fun again instead of it being a job.
Yeah. There's definitely bitter people in wrestling, but yeah, like all the cool guys are cool. Like I like Danhausen and Orange Cassidy and those kinds of guys. Right. Those guys make a good laugh is kind of needed in between all the bleeding.
Well, but not only that, these guys could actually go too. It's not like they're just a comedy act, like, you know what I mean? So if you look through the whole persona and they go through, like, how Orange went through that serious stage when he was feuding with Jericho, for example, like, you got to see, like, the badass side of Cassidy, where now it's like, oh, okay, this guy's just chill, but if you rub him the wrong way, he's going to go a bit nuts on you.
Right. I mean, that's what I've been loving about wrestling, dude, is, like, I'm kind of like that, too. I can totally relate to guys like Orange Cassidy or Danhausen, where it's like, yeah, I feel like a chill dude, but then sometimes, like, somebody's put in the ring with me and they kind of pick on me or think that because, like, I'm a stoner that somehow quits that, like, I'm a loser just because they don't do it.
Right.
And, things don't go the way they want.
Exactly. And again, that's what makes wrestling wrestling, right?
Yeah, it's the story of, overcoming bullies sometimes.
Well, there you go, my friend. All right, I got to know, what's your favorite type of match to be a part of, or a match, gimmick match you haven't been in yet that you want to do eventually?
Oh, dude. So, a match that I'd want to be a part of, it doesn't exist yet.
Oh, okay.
But I want to have an ounce of weed above the ring.
Okay.
And, like, it's like an 8-man ladder war with all of the other stoner wrestlers.
Sure.
And the winner gets the ounce of weed and becomes the first Acapulco Gold hemp weight champion.
I love it. Oh my god. That actually sounds great.
I have no idea who's going to book it, but I had the idea once while I was smoking weed. I know it's surprising.
Of course.
I just really want a big gold belt that's in the shape of a pot leaf and some free marijuana. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man, that does sound awesome. Well, speaking of, again, stoner wrestlers, who are some of the stoner wrestlers that if you had the pen and the book, who would you book for this match?
Oh, man. There's too many of them. I don't know if any of them would do the match.
Okay, hypothetically, they'll do it no matter what.
Cool. Christian Robinson, Grim Reefer.
Okay.
Hippy Dicky Moon.
Oh, great.
Man. I don't know if he's a stoner wrestler, but he's really trippy and I like him. The thing is there's also so many wrestlers that are stoners that you don't know. I guess Rob Van Dam, Paul London.
That counts.
I guess I'd be in there because I want weed and a belt would be nice.
Of course.
What do we got? That's six, right? So we got two more.
I'll throw in Riddle. How about that? Riddle's a good one.
Yeah, Riddle. Because he smokes pot, right?
Yeah. Oh, and how about the guys from TNA? The fucking stoners. The Treehouse guys. What the fuck are their names?
Oh,
I can't believe I'm forgetting.
The Rascals.
Yes, thank you. There you go. One of those.
You forgetting made me forget the individual names, and I knew all of them before this interview.
Well, there's
that ever happened to you where, like, you know the answer to something, but then once the pressure is on, the answer has walked away?
Again, we smoke weed, bro. Marijuana affects the memory, right? So it goes. It just disappears. Sometimes I'm in conversation. My wife hates this when it happens. And we're just talking, and then I just stop, and I'm like, fuck. I forgot what the hell my point was and what I was talking about. And then I walk away 5 minutes later. Oh, I remember now. And there we are.
That's my life, dude. That's my existence.
Okay, so how about...
Life is wonderful when it's a mystery like that, right?
Well, I guess, right? And smoke is a mystery, right? In every mystery you see, there's always smoke lingering and stuff like that. So it goes hand in hand. Oh, man. How about your favorite match that you've done to date, then?
Favorite match I've done to date? So... Well, my favorite match would probably be, and this one's a silly one. I don't know if the footage is ever going to be released, okay. And it's honestly not even like technically the best.
Okay.
But probably this no ring match that I did a month ago with Capitalist Pig.
Oh shit!
The entire match, any time that I thought that I was going to win, or any time that like the crowd would cheer me on to smoke a joint.
Right.
That sneaky jerk would hit me in the balls.
Oh fuck. The low blow.
But eventually, you know, I saw ahead of it and I caught it. And I hit him in the balls.
Love it.
And I won. And I don't think I'm gonna have any like little doobies or grand doobies. It's like, you know, little grand doobies. You know, but I won. I gotta win.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Even though they say the win-loss record in wrestling doesn't mean much, but hey, it is what it is.
The win meant a lot to me. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't have done it. If I had known... Yeah. Well, that was a bummer. But it was my favorite match because at the end of the day, somebody getting hit in the balls is always kind of funny.
It is, isn't it? That's why it still happens.
Yeah, it's truly an epidemic. That's what I learned from that match.
Oh my goodness.
I also learned it's not as funny when you're the guy getting hit in the balls.
Well, of course. Unless you're wearing a cup, I guess.
That's what I should have done.
Ah, for next time. And then you can keep your joints in there.
Well, I have pockets in my gear now.
Oh, smart man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, smart gear designer. But.
Yeah, but what happens if you, like, take a move or do a move and, like, they all crack or, like, they fold and how are you going to pull that out and smoke it?
Well, hopefully, and wrestling is known for its weed smoking fans.
Good point.
There's going to be a cool doobie fan in the audience that's going to help me out. Yeah.
He'll pull out a paper and MacGyver it for you.
Or maybe they'll already have one rolled up.
Hey, actually, that's what I was going to ask. At shows, do people like to throw you joints or weed?
So, yes. I try not to smoke. I hope nobody takes this personally. Unless I've seen like personally spoken to a fan, like there's like one or two fans where I've like personally spoken with them a couple of times and like they're cool, so like we ended up smoking.
Yeah, you can.
But
trust
for
them.
The most part, I try not to smoke with strangers because when I first started, I would totally smoke with anyone.
Really?
And then I realized after a while, like I'm just fucking smoking anything. And this is possibly gonna like get me in some hot water.
Right.
Luckily nothing bad happened, but like I remember one guy like gave me a hit of his joint and I thought it tasted weird.
Okay.
And I was scared that he laced it, and he explained to me that he was like putting tea leaves and sugar in it. And I'm like, why? Like brown sugar, like okay. And he explained like some kind of, and I was just like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to smoke tea leaves and sugar.
Right.
I just want to smoke pot.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Yeah, because like you said, you just don't know. Unless you know the person, you could trust. Because I would be the same way too. It would be like, I don't know what you have in here. Like you said, next thing you know, you're fucking in deep trouble, right?
Yeah.
Lindsay takes another Hollings. This is fantastic.
I mean, I'm smoking weed that I know the source where this came from.
Oh my god. Okay, before we get on to some more weed talk, because I do want to pick your brain on some stuff about weed, let's support the fine sponsors for the listeners who want to support. Go to firstroll.ca. They are First Roll Collectibles. Use promo code ThePodcast20 to receive 20% off. They got a ton of stuff from old comic books, old video games, signed sports memorabilia from all the major sporting leagues, wrestling memorabilia, anything you want, they got it. Best thing is they ship worldwide. Even better, they update daily, so please visit them at firstrow.ca. For video games and books, please visit bossfightbooks.com for great books on classic video games. You'll find titles like NBA Jam, Resident Evil, Final Fantasy VI, and so many others. Everything you see on their website's available in paperback and ebook format, so please check them out at bossfightbooks.com. And if you want to support me directly, you can visit my merchandise store at tpublic.com or scroll down on today's device you're listening to on. It's embedded right there in the description. Click on that link. Takes you right to the merchandise store. I got everything from hoodies to t-shirts to travel mugs to phone cases. Anything you need or want, it is there. But the easiest thing, the freest thing, the best thing to do to support the show is rate, subscribe, review on all major platforms, most specifically Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. All right, Doobie, you were saying you obviously smoke your own weed, of course. So what are some of your favorite strains? And how about this? Are you a sativa guy, an indica, hybrid?
So I don't have a preference.
Okay. Same here.
I just like me. It's all pretty great. I also happen to have a great weed fairy that brings it to me.
Beautiful.
He's really awesome and very bold. And, yeah, he's just the tits. I love him. Is the tits positive? I'm pretty sure it's positive.
I think so. Unless you say tits up, but if it's the tits, I think so. Because tits are nice. Who doesn't like tits?
Yeah. He's a great guy.
There you go.
He is the tits, if the tits is a compliment. I don't really have, but I do have a favorite strain. Okay. There was one time, before I got into wrestling, a friend of mine, he got a hold of this Acapulco Gold, and this is what gave me the idea for the Acapulco, like for it to be Acapulco Gold template.
Right.
One of my 420 nicknames is the Acapulco Gold Standard.
Oh, nice. I like that.
It's this like South American strain. I don't remember too much about it, but like it just had this really cool euphoria to it where it was just really nice. It just felt really nice.
No, and it's funny you bring that up because I actually had it for the first time about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. I got my hands on some finally because it was
so hard to,
right?
So hard to get.
And up here, it's legal now. So I got away from the fairy that comes to my house. So I actually go to a store and buy it. So every time I went to the store, it said online they have it. I show up to pick it up. Oh, we can't find it. It was like this elusive, like fucking urn that I couldn't get my hands on like forever. So I finally get it. And I don't know if it's because I hyped it up so much in my head. I'm smoking it. I'm like, this is all right. So it's decent, but I wouldn't put it as my top five. I love like the earthy, musky strains, like the what is it? What's it called? Like Hindu Kush is one of those that's very good, like nice and earthy. And woody, that's the word. Like it tastes woody. Like it almost tastes like you're smoking wood, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I love that.
What do I have right now? I got Gobstoppers, and I would say like I like the way it feels, but it has this taste that I kind of hate.
Don't you hate that when it's not like the perfect, like it's either it tastes really good and gives you no buzz, or it gives you the best buzz and it tastes like shit.
So the thing is usually I just think, oh, well, I love all the weed, so it's fine. But then, like, I'll taste it, and I'll be like, oh, that wasn't my favorite thing. But then I just keep doing it anyway because I love weed.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, even my wife's like, she's like, why are you smoking that if you hate it? We're like, well, it's weed. I'm still going to smoke it. It is what it is.
I wouldn't go as far to say as I hate it. Hate is such a strong word, especially to use for marijuana.
You know what? That is true. Well, okay, how about this? Is there anything that you dislike that's associated with weed?
Doing too much of it, dude.
Well, of course. Yeah, everything's in moderation, right?
it's not a competition. I hate people, or I don't hate people that do this, but like I hate when people do this.
Okay.
When they're like, it's like I can outsmoke you, dude. And like that's how people end up passing out, or like people feel like the need to like impress people to like I smoke a lot of weed because I smoke a lot of weed.
Exactly.
But you know, not everybody should be smoking a lot of weed. It doesn't do it what it does for me or you, as for everyone else. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, mm-hmm. if it helped you, you know, it helped people with pain and like their mental health and yeah. stuff. But like, if it's just like I can outsmoke you and it's a competition, that's kind of weird.
You know what? I'm the same way. I went to a weed bar the other day to watch a comedy show, and I thought I could hold my own. I was like, okay, you know what? I got iron lungs. I could smoke. But again, I'm not like that people who go around saying I can. I just sit in the corner, smoke, and I'm good, right? So I go to this comedy bar, and these people have torches, are dipping it in shit, fucking rolling these bats the size of literally a bat. And I'm like, what the fuck has happened to weed culture where it's like you have to upstage the next person beside you? Like, wasn't it like all just peace and harmony? And we used to, like, back in the day, at least when I grew up, it was like these little pinners, like one papers, and now people are rolling like 3-4 papers. I'm like, what the fuck?
So, like, I think I kind of grew up with a lot of stuff like that. Like, my friends were kind of ridiculous. Like, my friend has a dab rig. When I stay at, he lives close to my coach. So, like,
there you go.
If I stay at his house, we're doing the dab rig.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'll do those things because they seem funny.
Okay.
Like, I think the novelty is cool. Like, I think for the novelty, it's fine.
Okay.
But, like, when it's just, like, you know, you're on a hike in the woods, there's no reason to, like, pull out, like, a giant airplane-shaped joint that's, like, covered in wax.
Right? You know where I drew the line and I tapped out and I was like, I cannot, like, experiment or not? I don't know if you've seen these growing up or even in your prime too. The gas mask, where it's all smoke and you can't breathe natural air and all you're breathing is constantly weed because it has like the nozzle on the top and then you just inhale and it's, oh, no, I couldn't do that shit, man. You've done it?
I hated that.
Oh, okay.
I did it.
Oh,
I
shit.
Did it once. My ex-girlfriend had one.
No way.
I think she bought one at like a Spencer's or something.
Oh, shit.
And she like let me try it, and okay. It was I had a horrible time, dude.
Really?
I felt honestly like the worst chokehold I've ever been in has probably been wearing that gas mask.
Oh fuck! See, I couldn't like even hotboxing. I don't know if you're a fan of this. This is the shit we grew up on. You either hotbox in a car or go into a washroom, turn on all the hot water so even more moist goes in the air, and then smoke in there. I would come out, it would be like coming out, like, I don't even know, like you're shot out of a cannon because all the smoke behind you and you're just, like you're coming out.
That would almost be exclusively how I smoked for a while when I was like, just getting weed and I didn't smoke, well, because I wasn't smoking it all the time. So I was like 18 and like trying to hide it from my parents, even though they also smoked every day.
That's hilarious.
And like, I was like smoking in my shower to like, hide it, even though I could hear my dad outside the shower be like, it smells like weed right here.
I know you can't do that. If you smoke weed around a weed smoker, he could smell that, or she, like literally a mile away.
It triggers your doobie sense, dude.
Right?
It starts tingling. You're like, I want some of that.
And you always look around and you eventually pinpoint, you're like, ah, there that person is. And you see him. And then you make the eye contact and the head bob. They're like, yep.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle, right?
It is. It's fun. It's weed.
Exactly. It is weed.
I think it comes with a lot of lifestyles outside. Like, it's a lifestyle that's like a sub. It's like a lifestyle within a lifestyle.
Right? Exactly. And most potheads that I know, at least, are all functional. Like, yeah, they might be a bit slower and forget and might show up late, but they still have jobs. They pay their mortgages. Like, you know what I mean? I hate to compare it because it's always the comparison. Yeah. It's not like a raging alcoholic that literally loses everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely an easier addiction to navigate. If you want to call it an addiction, I'd say that it's
Well, it can be.
It's not as like known to be detrimental to people's health.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, like I mentioned, here in Canada, it's legal. We have our dispensaries up and running now for a while. We're good to go. We can get it everywhere. In New York State, it's sort of legal. There's like a grayish area. Like, you know what I mean? How do you feel about all this?
It's very confusing.
Right?
I'm not sure if, like, Drew Doobie's really the one to talk about, like reform and all that. But there's just a lot of grip around marijuana that just shouldn't be there, that kind of, I don't know, doesn't feel fair. It's federally illegal, but then it's like legal for the state. It's very confusing. And, you know, people just want to smoke pot. And like, I get like things need to be regulated and whatnot, but like, it comes to a point where like, you know, there's no reason for people to be labeled criminals just because they sold a little bit of weed.
Exactly. Or even just carrying weed for their own recreation sake. Like, that, to me, that's the worst.
It's an insane, I don't even know how, I don't think I have the words to break it down. I think I have my friend Andrew Ward. Okay. He's written for like High Times and stuff. He's a really cool guy.
Okay.
You guys should like subscribe to his YouTube channel. I really hope it's under that name because I don't remember the name of it offhand.
Love it.
But he's like very educated on that kind of stuff. Nice. And it's just really sad that it's just such a punishable thing when it's just something that people try to enjoy. And there's so many more harmful things that need addressing.
Well, I think now with the newer generation and but it's weird to me because my parents' generation, literally, that was the boom of weed, like the 60s, 70s. Like, you know what I mean? They grew up in that, where that's when it started becoming popular. Like, you know what I mean? But there still was that stigma, like you said, especially in the States. Like up here in Canada, it was a little bit, you know, if you got caught with it, slap on the hand, the cop would take it, he'd probably smoke it himself, and that's that. Like, you know what I mean? But in the States, it's like, oh my God, no, you're caught with something, you're fucked, right? But it was like, I don't know, even to this day, even though it's still legal now in Canada, my dad still thinks smoking weed is like smoking crack. And it's like, where do you get that comparison?
It comes from like propaganda and like after-school special. I'm actually still waiting for myself to start flattening out and like deflating like that girl did on the couch.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
I want to know what that feels like. I don't want to know what that feels like. It probably feels like taking a big body splash from a guy that's like twice your weight. But right. I just, you know, I don't think they were smoking weed if it shriveled them up like that. Did an alien sell them that weed?
That's what I'm saying. Like, or like you said, it was from a stranger. It was all laced up and shit. It had tea leaves in it.
Well, what would it have in it to make them look like that? Like, would it have, like, maybe like the asteroid that turned the Fantastic Four into...
Oh, there you go. Yeah, but then you'd have superpowers.
That'd be cool. If smoking weed... Well, actually, smoking weed does give me superpowers. That's what makes me Dro Doobie and not Joshua Schneider.
There you go, you see. And again, it is... They say there's a lot of good benefits from... Again, in... You know, not obviously going overboard, but if you smoke, you know, small amounts of weed, it's good for you. It's like drinking, like, a glass of wine every day. Like, the antioxidants, as they say.
Yeah.
And I know what you totally mean about those after school specials too, and all that shit they taught you in school. And I'm still waiting the same thing. Everyone, the biggest one is, oh, it's a gateway drug. Before you know, you're doing other shit. And I always toot my horn to this day. The hardest drug I've ever done, like literally, is smoking weed. I've never touched coke. I've never done crack. I've never shot up heroin. And I've been smoking weed for over 30 years. So when am I supposed to go to that harder stuff?
Yeah, dude, I don't get it either.
Right?
I can totally relate. I think I only really have a drink if it's someone's like birthday or something.
Same here.
Well,
maybe no. I'm lying. Actually, now after COVID, I started drinking a little bit more, but that's because of COVID. I blame it on COVID.
I haven't really done anything harder than me. I tried mushrooms once, and that was like cool, but I don't think I would do it again. It was like really intense.
When I did mushrooms the first time, I did about a gram, and I was drinking, And it really didn't hit me at all. I thought I got like a bad batch, but I did it with someone and he was fucking tripping balls. So I was like, okay, I guess shrooms is not for me. And I've never tried since either.
Yeah, dude, I had a pretty good time like at first. And then after a while, I was just like, you know, you can smoke a joint and feel fine like a couple hours later.
Thank you. That's what I love about it. Yep.
With mushrooms, it was just like a couple hours later, like, okay, I'm done with this. I'd like to get on with the rest of my night, please. I'm starting to get a little scared and feel very small in comparison to the rest of the universe now. And then we were at a campfire. At the campfire made me feel better. Dude. So, never doing that again. I might do it again, but I probably won't do it again.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. How about edibles in general? Do you like to eat edibles at all?
Edibles, edibles are great, but really? I also make sure that I modify, because those are near psychedelic experiences too, dude. Like,
true.
They're really intense. So like I moderate how much I take, mostly because I've learned my lesson from taking too much.
But again, that's a science in its own right. Like, you know what I mean? How much do you put per batch so you don't trip balls and you're not tripping all night long either, right?
Well, what you definitely don't do is eat an entire punch bar and then take a 2-hour train ride to Brooklyn. That punch bar kicks out in an hour into it. And then you're staring off into space and you realize that the lights going by are making you dizzy. But it's too late to look away because you're already falling in your seat and you're scaring the mother and child across from you. Because
oh, my God.
Because they think you're on hard drugs and you don't have the time to explain, no, I'm sorry, I ate too much edibles and I got a little bit of vertigo.
Right? Oh my God, it's too funny. Okay, how about this one? What, do you remember the first time you ever smoked weed?
I do, dude.
I don't! I know the era, like, I know I was like 16 turning 17, but I don't know when the exact moment I smoked a joint for the first time. How sad is that?
That is sad. That's so weird.
I'm old, so maybe that's why.
I'm scared that that's going to happen to me.
Write it somewhere. See, back then, we didn't have cell phones when I first started smoking weed. So it's not like I could, like, write this shit down or take pictures.
Oh, my God. Well, I keep not thinking to write things down. And then, like, I realize how bad my memory has gotten because of, not really because of weed, but because of, like, me not really. And then, like, oh, wait, how did this happen? And it's because of the way, but yeah, no, I don't write things down, dude.
You should.
I just remember it. I should, yeah.
It would help.
But I remember the first time I smoked weed. My friends asked if I wanted to go with them to the park.
Okay.
And there was this big, beautiful rock.
Right.
And we climbed this big, beautiful rock.
Oh, shit.
And then we smoked on it. And then I went home and I had macaroni and cheese. And it was pretty great.
That's awesome to hear. Oh my God. And how big was this joint between the three of you? Was it like a little skinny? How many halls?
See, that I don't remember.
Okay.
I think we were smoking a bowl. I think we packed a couple of bowls.
Oh shit. So that was your first experience, was hitting a bong?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
No, like a little bowl, like a pipe.
Oh, a pipe. Sorry. My
bong, yeah.
Oh
no,
shit.
No, bongs are so intense, dude. Though I didn't get into that till later. And that even now, like, I don't think I could hit a bong and wrestle the same way that I can hit a joint and wrestle.
You know what? It is a different experience. And again, it's more harsh on the lungs too. I find you're coughing more. I find like at first when I was younger, bong me up, my friend. I would take, and plus you don't have to smoke as much to get that little buzz, right? But then it was just like, just too much. It was just, and then the upkeeping of the bong, that's what I hate. Okay, how about this? That's what I dislike about weed. All the resin. All the stickiness. If you could get away with that, I'd have no complaints about it.
That's why I smoke joints.
Yes.
Because it drives me nuts. I got tired of cleaning out pipes. They're also way easier to discard.
True. And you don't have to carry it around with you.
Yeah. It's just like not a big hunk of glass in your pocket or in your bag. No, you know, shout out to bong and bowl users.
Trust me, not my
optimal way to do it anymore.
If I could sit in my living room and watch TV all day and just like hit a bowl every couple of hours, Oh, fantastic. Because then I wouldn't have to go outside and smoke a joint and all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Or even the act. Like, when I was younger, I didn't mind rolling. Now that I'm older, I'm like, fuck, I wish. Like, I could just be like Snoop Dogg and have someone on my payroll to roll me joints all day.
Oh, dude, I love rolling joints. I don't think I would ever hire somebody
to roll me joints. See, I said that too. Wait, my friend, wait.
But, like, bongs, like, I wish I was a bong user because, like, I want one of those, like, those artsy bongs that they have in the bodegas.
Oh, those are nice.
I've seen so many cool ones. Like, there's this kid that was designing them at this bodega down the street from me.
Okay, yeah.
In Cloud City. it was like the base of it was Thanos's hand, like Shut it was up. The Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, that's sick!
And it like went up, and like it, the rest of it was just sort of like a cosmic sticker.
Okay,
like it was just stars, but like it was coming out of the Infinity Gauntlet, and it's like, wow! If I was willing to do the upkeep for this, I would totally buy this.
Right,
but I'm just not because I know I'm not going to take care.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my point. How about vaping in general? Are you a vapor too when it comes to weed? It's not the same, is it? Like, to me, it feels fake. Like, I see the smoke coming in or I feel the smoke going and exhaling, but I'm like, this doesn't feel like I'm smoking weed. Like, you know?
Yeah, no, I prefer flower. I think something about it just feels a little more like, I don't want to say natural because it's not like that. It's just that I'm not into the feeling.
No, it's so true.
I'll hit it if a friend offers sometimes. Of course. But vapes are like, they also can be super intense. I think definitely seen people like, because they don't hit the way like weed does and they're so smooth, people just kind of get like, well, I could be a little bit higher. And then they get a little bit too high.
Yes, and I've witnessed that too with people. Yeah, it's
just not fun.
It's true.
And make sure you're drinking a lot of water, dude. If whoever's listening to this, if you're smoking a bunch of weed, drink lots of water.
Or Gatorade. Or a sports drink of that matter.
Electrolytes. I go through so many electrolytes. The electrolyte company makes so much money off of me.
Exactly, right? Oh my god, that's all. Okay, how about this? Where's the weirdest place you've ever smoked a joint?
Oh man, where is the weirdest place I've smoked? I smoked a lot of joints at T2T Wrestling Academy.
Oh shit.
And like there was like a venue that like they also have like other events there, and it's like a funny looking place. They have like lots of but like only when appropriate. Like there's like a show where I'm supposed to be smoking because I'm the one, like I'm Drew Doobie and I'm doing the Doobie thing. I'm trying to think outside of that, what's the weirdest place that I feel like most of the places I smoked have been pretty normal. Parks, my friends' houses, my house, I guess my grandma's guest room when I was living with my grandma. I was living with her for a while, so I didn't even really think about that as weird. But yeah, smoking in my grandma's guest room is probably a pretty funny sentence. So I guess that's the weirdest place I smoke. Man, where else?
Like no abandoned warehouses or like my weirdest one, I guess, would be in the back of a tractor trailer.
The back of a tractor trailer is pretty cool. I think. Where's the. You know what? Actually, dude.
What's up?
Me and my friends. So this is the first time I tried vaping.
Okay.
Like THC stuff.
Right.
We were at Rye Playland, and we were hitting the pens in the haunted house.
Oh shit! Okay.
That would probably be the weirdest, most fun place besides like on the top rope of a wrestling promotion that's letting me smoke pot.
If I could go back and smoke weed anywhere, if I had the chance, I think would be on a fucking roller coaster. Imagine that.
I don't want to do that.
Why not? Because you get both. You're so chill and you get that rush at the same time.
Because I'm realizing from, because that's exactly what made me want to do this in wrestling. Oh, is shit. The rush of like, dude, I love wrestling and I love weed. And if I can do both of those things, I'm going to feel the rush of both of those things. Yeah. But then I realized that in order for me to do that, I have to have really good breath control. And sometimes if I hit the joint a little wrong and I'm doing a real cool move, that shit hits your head just as bad as it's hitting someone else's head.
Right.
You got to be real careful about smoking the spliff and, you know, smoking your opponent at the same time.
Right.
And so it's like, I knowing how that feels to do like an NZ or a drop kick with a joint in my mouth.
Oh shit!
And like having to make sure that the breath is measured out, I could totally see myself hitting the joint at the wrong time, and we do a big drop on a roller coaster, and I just go to sleep.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Okay, before we wrap this all up, I want to know what do you like to do when you're high? Like what movies are your go-to? What reruns are your go-to? What type of music do you listen to?
Oh man, so I love, that was a lot. What was the first one?
Okay, movies, reruns, and music. How about that?
Okay, honestly, I spend most of my time reading comic books or manga I'm high.
Sure.
But when it comes to movies, me and my brother are watching the John Wick trilogy.
Shut up.
I'm going through the Godzilla movies, like in order of the ones that came out. I just watched Gojira. That was really cool. So that's movies, like, I guess, like, action stuff, or, like noir things. I really liked Oppenheimer. I watched
You did? I couldn't, yeah, man. Dude. I don't know. What the fuck did you like about that, man?
It was really interesting.
And you know what? Don't get me wrong. I think it's just too fucking long. It just took forever.
I don't know why, but, like, I watched it twice with like two different sets of friends that didn't know each other.
Okay.
And then that's like hilarious. They had both invited me and I accepted both without really thinking about it. And then I just wanted to hang out with my friends. So I was like, sure, I'll watch Oppenheimer twice. So I did that. And then I watch it with my dad. So
oh, there you go.
Three. Yeah. So, but 9 hours of my life dedicated to, Oppenheimer.
Man. They should give you an award or something for that.
No, they should give Oppenheimer an award. Did they give Oppenheimer an award?
They won a bunch of shit. I don't watch any of those shows anyways. It's half the movies I don't even know. Yeah, exactly, right? It's fucking hilarious. Jesus Christ. Okay, how about reruns on TV? What's your go-to?
Reruns on TV? So, like, I'll usually watch, like, Adult Swim or Cartoon Network stuff, like cartoon. That stuff where, like, if I'll go on streaming and I'll watch, like, Korean dramas.
What? With subtitles? Or do you flip it to English?
It depends on... I try to watch it in English if they have it in English. Sure. Just because, like, I have a hard time, like, focusing on what's happening on screen and reading at the same time.
Right.
But, Alice in Borderland is Japanese. But Kingdom, All of Us Are Dead... Sweet Home is really cool.
Oh shit.
Squid Game's an obvious one.
Yeah.
But yeah, stuff like that. Dexter's Laboratory is really cool.
Oh. Okay.
I don't really watch a lot of TV, but like, you know, if I'm going out of my way to watch a show, I'll go and like I'll put those on. Those are usually what I'll put on if I do watch TV. What's after reruns?
Okay, before we get to that, it's music, so you can think about it. With reruns, I'm actually going through, and it's perfect, because I saw you post a pic with the infamous Towley. I'm going through the South Park seasons now.
Yeah.
And again, as not even as a stoner, as a comedic fan, as everything, as a cartoon, like, isn't this show probably the greatest adult cartoon ever to be made?
I think it's definitely one of them.
Right? That and Simpsons have to be one and two. And it could be, you could swap between, I think.
I grew up watching, I actually got into Simpsons later in life. Yeah, I grew up, South Park came out the year I was born.
Oh, I feel so fucking old, man. Shit.
I grew up with South Park. South Park is, love South Park, dude.
Right?
I used to be big on Family Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I used to like a lot of those shows. I haven't really caught up with South Park in a while. I like a lot of the characters.
That's what I love about them. Like, all the, yeah. Like, not just the main four. I think I like all the extra. Obviously, Cartman, who doesn't love fucking Cartman? Like, he's the best thing on that. But, like you said, like, there's Towley, Jimmy, Timmy. Like, who doesn't, like, to me, Timmy, that's, like, the best fucking character, man. Come on. He says one word, and everyone loves him.
My favorite is probably Butters, dude.
Oh, yes, Butters. Who could, come on.
He goes through all this stuff, like, that, like, just made, like, yeah, like, he just makes me feel good. That episode where he falls in love. Like the raisins girl, and then it doesn't work out, and Stan's being like an emo kid or whatever.
Oh, that was a great, yeah.
That's my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite episode because Butters is like crying on the corner. He's like, yeah, but I'd rather be sad and have like did the thing than not did the thing. I was like, yeah, man, that feels nice. It's like a good bittersweet moment. I really like those moments in South Park. There's some like questionable stuff in there too.
Of course.
But, like. Well, like, I feel like that's, like, par for the course when you're doing comedy is, like, not everything's going to land with everybody. So, yeah. Like, you know, some of that stuff is just not for me. But, like, stuff like that is definitely for me, and I love Tally.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't like Tally? Want to get high? Like, that whole episode when with fucking, what's her name, Oprah's fucking vagina in her ass talking. Oh, my God. Again, par for course for South Park.
It's so interesting because, like, for me, that's, like, one of my least favorite episodes.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, it's, like, a funny premise and all, but I'm also just, like, I guess when I was, like, watching it initially, cause just because it's been so long, but I just remembered my mindset being, like, yeah, man, like, I like this, but, like, you know, I just want to follow, like, the kids. I don't really care about...
He's a good add-on. Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. But you know what...
Like a Family Guy cutaway, but, like, longer. Which is crazy, because they have the whole thing about, like, hating Family Guy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it's like you said, Tally, to me, I think is a good add-on, too, because, like, I see what they did. Everyone loved him. Because he was such a great add-on. So I think they were trying to see how much people would like him if he was on his own. And yeah, even though it was a great episode, it was not the same without all the kids involved. You know what I mean? Just something about, like, the first few seasons are great too. And you get a lot of good stuff. Like, even like Respect My Authority. Like, that episode is fantastic. That's early on. Like, all that stuff. But I think South Park started getting its bearings and its run when all these characters started coming together and you got to see them swap in and out, them more in the class, like, you know what I mean, like, all that stuff was fantastic shit, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm always gonna be like a big Butters advocate, because like the first thing I think of when you say that is like the episode where he's bullied by his grandma.
Oh my god.
Oh, and my he's god. Like getting gummy bared by her.
Poor Butters. I know. It's so true. From that, from obviously Cartman bullying him all the time and literally using him as his little bitch. It's like, fuck, poor Butters. Come on. Butters needs some love.
Butters is great. I love Butters. I think Butters is inspirational.
He is. All right. Before we wrap this up, like I said, music, quickly. What are some of your go-to music in the background while you're smoking?
All kinds of, like, hip-hop and punk rock.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Like, I really like Method Man. I've been, like, listening to a lot of Marlon Craft.
Right.
Because he did the thing with Method Man recently. Sean Price. You know, like, the guys you would expect, like Eminem and, like, Jay-Z and those guys.
Yeah.
But, like, I also listen to, like, Blink-182 and Weezer. And Green Day and awesome. Destroy Boys is really cool. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're this punk band from, I think, like, California. They're really awesome. I listen to all kinds of stuff. I'll listen to stuff like from artists that I don't usually listen to. Like, I'll listen to pretty much anything. I love like Journey in Europe.
Oh shit! There you go. Old school. Why not, man?
My parents got me into Rush. Like, I love all kinds of stuff.
Hey, Rush is Canadian. Why not? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Rush is... Yeah, I should have thought to me. Yeah, Rush is really great. they were my first concert.
Oh, nice.
Tech N9ne, if we're still talking about like hip hop guys.
Yeah.
My friends have recently like wrestling. Like, there's a big Insane Clown Posse. Like, I was never really into them growing up.
Sure.
But like, wrestling has a lot of Insane Clown Posse fans, and like,
they do.
There's been a couple of songs where I'm like, okay, I kind of like this, or like, I'll find like an artist through them that I kind of like. Yeah, I like all kinds of music.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Doobie, thank you once again for coming aboard, my friend. I hope this hour didn't stretch and feel like 5 hours, since, you know, when you're high, you know, time goes by slowly.
That's what I do it for, dude. The time dilation helps you find your spot in the match.
Awesome, awesome. Well, promote whatever you want to promote. The socials where people can find you. Floor's all yours, my friend.
Okay, dude. The social media is all Dro Doobie. I have an alter ego when I'm not smoking pot. You can find him on Instagram for now at Constrictor J Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. I have a 420 show coming up in Brooklyn,
nice.
But the actual venue is still being figured out, apparently. So can't really plug that. I will plug, I'm not on the card, but Invictus is running March 22nd at Rosehill Park in New Jersey. I'm really happy to be a part of their roster. I should be doing some stuff with them soon. They have some really cool stuff going on. They just came back from a hiatus. I'm trying to think. I'm mostly just traveling between here and Pittsburgh, dude. And, like, honestly, like, I haven't been doing a lot of Doobie stuff. I've been doing a lot of Constrictor stuff. Or at least not me, but, like, you know, other me has been, like, you know, when I'm not like this. Yeah, like, when I'm not smoking weed, like, I've just been, like, going back and forth in Pittsburgh. Because, like, you know, the, like, not smoking weed every second of every day is sort of new. So I've been, like, kind of getting my feet wet, like... Awesome. In the other state of mind, so that I can, you know, figure things out.
Of course. That's awesome to hear. And for myself, you can find me on Instagram and X under Finga Styles. You can follow the podcast on X, the podcast app. Email us your thoughts, suggestions, comments, anything you want to get off your chest at thepodcastdap@gmail.com. Please check out those fine sponsors, because if it helps them out, most definitely helps me out. Most importantly, rate, subscribe, review on all the major platforms. And if this is the first time you're listening to the show, please go back and listen to older episodes featuring other indie wrestlers and wrestlers also featured in WWE, AEW, AAA, and TNA, just to name a few. All right, my friend. One last thing before I let you go quickly. What is your favorite go-to munchie?
Favorite go-to munchie? Oh, man. Onion rings.
Onion rings? Really?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard someone say that.
Like warm, though. Like not like the Funyuns or whatever.
Yes, that's like, what I'm saying. Like onion rings from like Burger King or something.
Like going to the bodega. Yeah, like not necessarily Burger King, but like hitting up the bodega at like 2 in the morning and getting onion rings.
That's awesome. On that note, he's Doobie. I'm Steve. This is the podcast. Peace.
Yeah, thank you.